This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
It is the first work day of 2024, and for millions of Americans, that means a pay bump. I'm David Brancaccio. As of this week, the minimum wage is higher in nearly half the country, and companies are budgeting for more wage increases ahead. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
And in fact, states have been passing their own minimum wage increases as the federal minimum wage remains stagnant. It's at $7.25 an hour. A lot of states in the South and the Rust Belt are still at that rate, but big contrast to places like California, where the new minimum wage is now $16 an hour. In New York State, it's up to $15 an hour. More than half the people getting raises today are in three states, New York, California, and Hawaii. That's according to a tally from the Economic Policy Institute. And among those getting raises, the Institute says more than half are women, 11% are Black, and nearly 40% Latino. One in five are workers whose incomes were below the federal poverty line. That means they're making less than $15,000 a year. So these wage increases have a huge impact for those folks.
And a lot of places have started to peg changes to their minimum wage to inflation.
That's right, including California, also Maine, Montana, Arizona. And again, these are about minimum wages. Employers, a lot of them are outpacing those minimum wage increases. Walmart, for instance, has set its starting wages between $14 and $19 an hour. According to the Conference Board think tank, companies expect to pay their employees about 4% more this year than they did last year, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. Now, not to be that guy, but it's also a new tax year. In 2024, the IRS is trying something new. Some taxpayers in 12 states will be able to electronically file their federal returns directly with the IRS, as opposed to using third parties. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
To start, the pilot will be limited to people with relatively simple tax returns, says University of Texas accounting professor Lisa DeSimone.
If you itemize your deductions, for example, it's not going to be an option for you because that adds a lot of complexity to your tax return.
People who claim certain credits or have gig income are also not eligible. DeSimone says this new program comes after the Treasury Department found that very few eligible taxpayers were using the IRS's existing free file program, which relies on outside vendors.
A lot of the companies that were supposed to be offering these products for free were directing taxpayers instead to their paid products.
The IRS estimates making the program available to taxpayers on a broader scale could cost up to $249 million annually. Matthew Gardner is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
If that sounds like a lot, you know, to put this in context, Americans spend something like $14 billion a year on tax prep right now.
And the idea here, he says, is to reduce both the money and time we all spend doing our taxes. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
In other Marketplace stories making headlines, the people negotiating the big golf merger missed their end-of-year deadline, with talks now extended. PGA Tour is based in Florida, and LIV Golf is based in Britain and Saudi-owned. PGA is set to hold control of the combined firm's board of directors. U.S. antitrust authorities will likely review all of this. And wholesale property insurance rates are expected to rise by 50% this new year, with costs likely to be passed down to regular property owners. It's about the global cost of insuring catastrophes, from major storms amid climate change to earthquakes. Last year, wildfires in Hawaii and the Turkey and Syria quake contributed to $100 billion in global insurance losses, down slightly from 2022, but well above the old normal, industry estimates say. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With the new year comes new costs for medicines. Drug makers plan to raise prices on more than 500 drugs this month, according to the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
There are only a few things certain in life: death, taxes, and apparently increases to prescription drug prices at the beginning of the year. Antonio Chacha is president of 3Axis Advisors.
So January is the hotbed of prescription drug pricing changes.
Mostly because that's also when insurance plans turn over. Chacha expects prices to increase around 5% this month, which he says is typical.
One could argue that if a drug manufacturer didn't take a price increase, that in essence it is a price cut because their prices are not keeping up with rates of inflation.
Inflation is one factor drug makers note. Also worries about supply chains that cross the Middle East. But Stacy Doucette-Sina, a professor of health policy at Vanderbilt University, says drug pricing strategy is often opaque.
These price increases can be pretty arbitrary. I think that's one thing that really frustrates the average person and the policymakers around drug price increases.
It's one reason why there's been more regulation of drug pricing, including the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which capped how much drug makers can increase prices for people on Medicare.
So now they're limited to increasing prices only at the rate of inflation.
But that doesn't shield everyone else from rising costs. And everyone else includes health insurers, pharmacies, and you. Andrea Dukas is vice president of health policy at the Center for American Progress.
So for an individual, it really is going to depend on what their insurance situation is, right? What their out-of-pocket expenses are, what their copay is.
It means you won't really know how much these price increases will affect you until you get to the pharmacy counter. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And as it's 2024, Californians, regardless of age or immigration status, can qualify for Medi-Cal, California's version of the federal Medicaid program. Healthcare advocates say the program will save lives, and in the long run, it could save the state money. Critics say California now has a budget deficit and can't afford it. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.